Good afternoon. Welcome to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Glad to have you with us today. We got a great show. I always say that. There's got to be.
It's always true.
I know. Well, not no. We've actually had one that was not great. It was unbelievably great.
we'll warn the audience at the beginning if it's not going to be a great show.
It is a good show. Peter Burns is back with us, Entrepreneur Credit Card. He was on earlier last week, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Last Friday.
And we were talking about his company and what he's doing. He's back today to talk about something for you entrepreneurs out there that need to borrow money. You need some startup capital. He's got an incredible program. I'm a tad skeptical that this is as cool as he says it is. So maybe we can have some of you actually go through the process if you're interested in raising some capital and see if it actually works for you. We'll talk with Peter in just a few minutes. We're going to have on a little bit later in the show, it's Dakota Herald, correct?
Dakota, yeah.
With iFly. Now, tell us about iFly, Aaron. You set this up for them to be here with us today.
iFly is an indoor skydiving company. There are actually about 72 of them across the country. One in Mission Valley currently, and I believe they're opening a second in Oceanside. So if you want the thrill of skydiving without actually jumping out of the airplane, this is probably
indoor skydiving.
Indoor skydiving.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You get to fly around inside.
I think there's like a jet engine that's propping you up in the air.
So we're going to talk to Dakota Herald, right?
That's correct.
From iFly, a little bit later in the show. Our main guest today, the one that is we're going to spend most of our time with, is Deborah Fox. She is a very accomplished financial planner and workflow expert, which is the part that's most fascinating to me. Our world has become so complex these days that getting things done with all the different tasks that every business has is almost overwhelming to us. And Deborah's figured out some pretty cool things about how to manage complexity with tools that are already available to us that we don't even know how to use yet. So we're going to be speaking with Deborah in just a few minutes. Let's get to Peter Burns, Entrepreneur Credit Card. Peter, welcome back.
Thanks, Bob.
I said I was a little bit skeptical. I mean, when you talked about what you can do with this Entrepreneur Credit Card, it almost sounds too easy. Tell us a little bit about what you're saying that you're working on or you're getting ready to do.
Sure. Well, it really is as easy as I shared last week, and that's because it's an aggregation of 5 or 10 of the largest banks in the United States that were trying to figure out a way to put more money on the street. And they decided they all had a threshold of the amount that they would be at risk with one individual. But when they all came together and aggregated it, it's 5 times more than an individual can apply on their own. And it also has the benefit of not having hard pulls on your credit every time you make an application for a particular credit card or credit line. So they made it very simple. They made it very seamless, and I work with the underwriter that put that whole deal together, and the underwriter has created an algorithm that analyzes 121 points of your uploaded 3 credit reports, and in 30 seconds will let you know if you're approved or not, subject to or not, and the amount that you're approved for. So the low line is approximately $25,000. The highest you can get on this particular tool is $175,000. And the underwriter has been promoting this product year or two, and they've done $250 million.
So this is already in the works.
Oh, yeah. It's totally functional and working. And my friend Bruce Blackman was also on the show with me, who brought this concept to me. He had asked me to try to figure out a way, how can I market this? What do I call it? It's hard to explain 5 combined lines of credit under one algorithm that approves you. So I said, real simple, people understand credit cards. It's ostensibly used for any business purpose but loaned to an individual. You don't actually have to have a business. Your entire basis of application and approval is your FICO score.
Now, I want to get into that in just a second, because I want to give out the information for people. Actually, you know what? Let's do that now. Do you have a website people can go to look this up?
I do.
What is that?
Okay, it's info.entrepreneurcardservices.com, and then just do /ECC whatever you call it, hyphen video. Now, what that does is it takes you to a little video that in 2 minutes explains the entire process. At the end of the video is actually a direct application link, which shares what information you have to put in, which is minimal, and it allows you to upload your 3 credit reports. Once that's put and you press apply, 30 seconds later, you know if you got approved or not for what it was approved for.
I tried that. And it just laughed at me.
Yeah. Not everyone gets approved.
So for lenders who have capital that they want to put out, money that they're willing to lend, this allows them to diversify. There's other banks that are involved, but they also get a lot more entrepreneurs, so they're not taking on the risk of just one individual. They're spreading that risk out.
Exactly. Right? And of course, they're making the amount that much more attractive. To start a business, it requires more than the $10,000 you could get from one bank. That would maybe put it on a credit card. See, what happens if you try to do this yourself and make multiple applications for different credit deals?
By the time you've done that, you've lowered your credit score a bit.
And then you get turned down. So if you get 5, you'd get through 2, maybe. And then you'd get shut down because your credit score would be impacted. In this particular case, they do it in one flowing way. Boom, you go, and 5 times what you get.
So if there's anybody listening that is in the situation where they need capital for their business or whatever, and they have a decent credit score. Now, where does that decent credit score start at? I think you said 700 last
time.
Around
700 is actually the ultimate, 700 plus, 720. You could conceivably get approved for a lower amount at 680. Below that, don't bother.
Okay. So somebody listening, they could go online right now to info.entrepreneurcreditcardservices.
Yes.
Entrepreneur Card Services, right?
Yes.
So info.entrepreneurcardservices.com.
Right.
And that's where you go to watch the little video, a 2-minute video, and then they can apply. From the time they apply till the time they have an answer, is that you said that's fairly quick, right?
30 seconds.
You can hold your breath that long.
And especially you, Bob, don't do it.
So we want people that are listening, if they're interested in this, to try this, see how it works. If somebody actually gets approved and wants to come on and talk about the business they're starting with it, would you come back with them?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to walk them through. I have 100, 150 startups underneath my belt. And
you have 150 startups because you're either really good at it or you're not good at it?
All the above. Some hit it out of the park, some not so much, as I explained my wonderful foray into retail preppy clothing on Sanibel Island.
Yeah,
not
I
so
remember much. That story. It's the one thing that I came away from your interview was you have a lot of clothes.
Great. A lot of clothes. but I will be happy to walk through the individual who has an idea, and now they have the gas in the tank through our financing mechanism.
And so if they do get approved, what happens? They get a credit card in the mail within a week?
The underwriters contact them with a series of different notifications, what's going to happen, and then they get on the phone and call them. They walk them through. Usually takes about 3 weeks, and they actually end up with receiving not one entrepreneur credit card, but several cards from the bigger banks, all working in the same unification. See, our particular credit lines have 0% interest for 12 to 21 months. And because the only requirement is to pay 1% to 2% of the outstanding balance that you have drawn from the credit card balances, it's a revolving line credit. It never has to be paid back. So it's really free money for a year to almost 2 years.
And then after that?
The regular interest rate applies to whatever your credit is.
They really do need to have a way to pay it back.
They do. I mean, but at least you got a year or two to figure it out.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. If somebody can't figure it out in a year or two, they probably shouldn't borrow the money in the beginning, right?
It is. And you know what a line of credit is? It's a revolving line of credit. It means it never actually has to be paid off. As long as you pay the 1% or 2% of the principal every month, you're fine. It goes right back onto the credit line again.
Entrepreneur Card Services. There we go. EntrepreneurCardServices.com. Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll have you back again.
Great.
Up next, we're going to talk with Deborah Fox. She is an expert in organization of your business. You will want to stay tuned to hear that. You're listening to BizTalk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
We'll be right back.